they are keeping a really tight lid on this. He had given some detail in a budget blueprint that he presented on the campaign trail. It did leave open an opportunity for revenue increases through beginning to tax services, but not a ton of them, just really a couple dozen. And that maybe is one area where we know. We also know that his plan relies on savings through municipal government consolidations. He's talked about a property tax freeze, some of the agendas that he presented in his State of the State address. But other than that, nobody really has much of a clue if he's going to give any details, period. I will venture out and say I do think that we are going to finally get some sort of plan from Rauner, just because he has been promising that for so long.
Are you hearing anything from the Democrats who control the General Assembly about what they expect and what they want?
They want details, period. They are chomping at the bit to learn what the governor plans to introduce. There is some fear. We've heard hints that maybe 20% cuts across the board to areas besides education. Rauner has said that he does not want to increase the income tax rate, or at least tax increase alone won't be the solution. If he follows through on this promise to give more money to schools and you don't have more money coming in, that has to mean cuts elsewhere. So there is a lot of fear about that. Some Democrats who had been really quietly saying we're willing to work with him, but this is really the opening point.
And that negotiation, is it pretty much being led at the top? Is it essentially President Cullerton and Speaker Madigan?
The past couple of years, we did see more power given to some of the higher rank and file members, basically the appropriations chairs. That may continue to be the pattern that is used in separating out money, but it's a brand new dynamic and remains really to be seen how budget negotiations will go forward. So I expect that, yes, we will see some action in committees, but really you're going to want to pay very close attention to the cues that we get from House Speaker Michael Madigan, from Senate President John Cullerton, but also the GOP leaders.
You said at the outset that the governor's people and the legislative leaders' people are having discussions. What is going on?
Well, there's no conclusion yet to what is going to happen. That's mostly talks about this current year's state budget, not fiscal year 16 yet. And what Rauner is seeking is these extraordinary powers to move things around. House Speaker Michael Madigan, when asked about it, had said, you know, that is something that we've done before for previous governors. At the same time, he's brand new, and I'm not sure there is quite the level of trust to give Rauner the ability to do whatever he wants to move around this money. Senate President John Cullerton, I think, has clearly been wary of what he's heard thus far from Rauner, and he's not gone out to battle yet, but he very much has that sword at his side.